garden, who in the previous conversation said they had him, had served both play Kodesh and both roles as a rabbi and also as a Shliach Tzibur. He happened to be the father of the Rabbi Shiva at Reitz, Rabbi Yonason Sacks. I'm sure that you will have questions about this and his presentation. I ask you to reserve all questions to the end of Rabbi Weingarten's presentation. It is my pleasure to present to you Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weingarten.
It's my honor to be here, and I thank you for inviting me. I want to thank Inter Khan for calling me and inviting me. It's a privilege that I consider very, very, very important. I was listening to Rabbi Adler, who happens to live in Passaic and happens to be a Kohen too, Beit Talmid Chacham, and I enjoyed his comments. I enjoyed Kurt Gaffin's comments. I remember many, many years ago in Tel Aviv Das, when he used to play the violin in his room all the time.
I remember that, right.
Even though my zikaron is damaged. Nevertheless, let me share with you some thoughts. I would like to share with you some background as to the preparation for this kuntres, the rationale for it, and then mention some typos that were unfortunately included in the kuntres. And then some hoysafa, some additional comments that I believe merit comment. As far as the Rabbi Adler mentioned, which I would like to elaborate, Chazal discuss have machlekes between Tanoim and Amoroim, whether the tefillos were based on the Avos, which we know it was as far as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and or perhaps the Korbanos. My suggestion is probably they are based on both. The Korbanos were based on the Avos, and then we of course followed with the Tfilos. The reason for it is because we do find in Chazal something very interesting, that mitzvahs were given to Am Yisrael based on the concept of what the Avos did. In other words, if the Avos did something, Hashem then gave this opportunity to the children of the Avos to benefit. There is a famous comment by Rashi, for example, where it says, "In mechut v'atzloch na'al," when Avraham met Melech Sdom, he says, "I do not want to take any of your property." V'lo yisema ani yeshati es Avraham. I made Avraham wealthy, and he said, "In mechut v'atzloch na'al." So Chazal say, "In mechut v'atzloch na'al," because Avraham said it. Chut, Hashem gave us the mitzvah tzitzis. Atzloch na'al, mitzvah tefillin. Because Rochnal used to be made out of leather. So you see, this concept is already existing. So if the Avos instituted Tfilos, it's very, very possible that the Korbanos, as an added privilege to Am Yisrael, were given based on what the Avos did. So we used to light candles Friday night. Well, we have that mitzvah, to light the candles Friday night too. So it is very possible. Once the Churban took place, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we couldn't offer korbanos, and there was a great need to unify Am Yisrael. They were dispersed. Until then, the Beis HaMikdash served as the focal point, till Yeravam ben Nevat, of course, divided the nation. But nevertheless, once korbanos were not available, what should be the unifying factor? So tefillos. So in a sense, we went full cycle, from the Avos, korbanos, back to tefillos. And all it is that we are reflecting that when we say the tefillos. It so happens that the Kohanim who served in the Beis HaMikdash are not available today to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we do? And it seems the tefillos were the, when the Shalmophones were saying it took the place of the Kabbanos, so now we have the Chazanim who took over the position of even Kohanim and Levim in the Avodah. It's a great privilege. Chazonim taking over that position. Chazal say, Al Gimel Dvorim Oilom Oimed, the world stands on three things: Torah, Avodah, and Gnus Chasodim. So one third of the world exists because of the Baal Tfila, or Shlichei Tzibur, or Chazonim. One third of Avodah was performed by the Kohanim. Not only in form of Tfila, but Tfila also Shira, singing. To me, it's a very, very fascinating. Many, many years ago, I dabbled in Chazonis a little bit. And unfortunately, I can't do it anymore. So I love Chazones, and I enjoy very, very much listening to the Birchos Kohanim that were offered here. Chazal say, "Ulaov de b'chol levavchem," that we say by Kriyat Shema, is based, means avoda shebelev. Avoda shebelev means that we have to have kavana when we daven. Do we mean only da'al lifnei mi'ato imit? Only that is the kavana? Perhaps, but maybe not. It says, "Ulaov de b'chol levavchem." B'chol means with everything that we can. Everything that's in our ability to daven, we should include in the tefillah. If kabanos, there are some psulim, there are some situations where a korban becomes puzzled. Chutzlizmanoi, chutzlimikoymoi. We don't say that these concepts apply to tefillah exactly, but there are some tefillahs that should be repeated if there is no kabana. For example, the brach of avos. I don't know if everyone does it. It's a problem with tefillah because unfortunately, we are distracted, there's no focus, but nevertheless, there is a need for kavana, and at least the minimum of perush amilos. And I found that many, many times, the way the phraseologies of the tefillos are offered, it's a problem. Truth is that out of the 300 plus entries in this kuntres, maybe there is a debate about 10, 12, and even then, when I included them, it was a judgment call based on 51-49%. And many times, these decisions were based on trup, mefoshim, perhaps some common sense, which I always believe common sense is not so common, but at least it was included. The mistakes that are offered sometimes remind me of the following story. Somebody asked in Hallel, it says, based on Tehillim, it says, Ayom ro vayonas hayadin. What does the yadin have to do with a yom? Right? I'm sure some of them you heard it. So he says, this is exactly what he is asking. Malach hayom kisonas hayadin. So you see where people compose different things, and the truth is, and I've heard many Balei Tefillos, all these examples are based on what I heard. And I hear all the time many, many mistakes offered, and sometimes it rubs me wrong. Excuse me? Right. This is true. And it's unbelievable. David Benisha, Eshem, and David is an old joke, but nevertheless this. I spoke about Kavana before. There is another story which I'll share with you, which I found very fascinating. There was a chazan in the Beis HaKvaros, and somebody came over to him, a woman came over to him, and she says, "You know something, I need somebody to offer a kelmole for my husband." So he says to her, "Well, no, I have two types, a $50 job, okay, and a $10 job." So she says, "What's the difference?" So he says, "The $50 job, I have so much kavana, I close my eyes, and a lot of kavana. $10, I just recite." So she thinks, finally she says, "You know, give me the $50 job." He closes his eyes and it's like, he sinks. What happens is he opens his eyes, she's not there, she disappeared. And he says, "What a corrupt world this is." A fadobene welt. You know, it's the kind of thing. He was the one fooling her, and obviously she fooled him. And he is complaining. But the idea of kavana is so, so important. He mentions, of course, the idea of you know, there is a famous riddle, Echida by Shimshon. Me'auchel yatsa, let me remember. Me'auchel yatsa ma'achal, u'me'az yatsa matok. This is when Shimshon, of course, was trying to somehow trick the Plishtim so he could take advantage of them. But in a similar sense, the way I heard people davening, for example, I'll ask you Echida. Me'chelev yatsa chita, u'me'evan dvash zviya. From chelev, from fat, yatzachita came out wheat, u'me'evan dvash, from a rock of honey, came out, we were satisfied. This is the end of the yom of Yom Revi. All you have to do is... Yom Chamishi. U'mitzu dvash azbiyach, nechon, u'mitzu dvash azbiyach. U'mitzu dvash azbiyach. So you see the concept, how people distort the psukim, and u'mitzu dvash azbiyach, right? That's... Ashbiyeka, right. But Ashbiyeka. Oh, okay. This I didn't hear. All right. This is part of Shibboleth. Okay. Excuse me? Okay. No. Right. Right. By the way, I should suggest, you know, this is one aspect that we, of course, we hear this all the time. And at the same time, how many of us are makbid on mil-me'el mil-ra? How many of us are makbid on shvonah and shvonach? It's a problem. If the chazanim are supposed, or bali tfila, are supposed to represent the primacy of avodah, okay, this is perhaps for another session. It's not so difficult. But there is a need to learn. Shvonon, shvonach, mil'el, mil'ra. Unfortunately, music is composed, and the schoys are composed many times in many, many, in error, perhaps, as far as those issues are concerned. Okay.
I'd like to make a comment on
this. Please.
You are putting all, rightfully so, most of the blame on the chazonim and the balei tefillah.
The balei schoys, those who compose it.
I put it on the rebbes who begin to teach Hebrew.
Okay.
Vayechulu is a klolet. Vayechulu Hashmaneo. I think the worst
okay.
Who are quoting psukim from the Tanakh wrong,
right.
The Orthodox rabbis.
Right.
Unfortunately, the best one are the Reform. Right. When they take a posik, when they quote a posik, it's always correct.
Right.
An Orthodox rabbi, 90% is wrong.
Right. You're right. Unfortunately, the yeshivas, unfortunately, are perhaps guilty. Right. But the interesting thing is, that even in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to, for example, Hebrew names, Moshe, Avraham, Yitzchak, it's Moshe, Avraham, Yitzchak. So even in Eretz Yisrael, where for Lashon Avras Faradit, it's supposed to be accurate, but nevertheless, when it comes to certain things, that's the way it is. And I've heard Chazanim in Eretz Yisrael, when they sing Avras Faradit, where there it lends itself to say it correctly, and it Chatchila. Terrible, and it sounds awful. Okay, I have this problem, but okay, you know, this began about 40 years ago when I was in Chinuch at that time, and an old Rebbe heard me teach a Talmidim, and this he comes over to me and he says to me, Adonai Olam Hashem b'terem kol yotzei nivra. So he says to me, how can you do it? It's wrong. And then he says, it's apikosis. Apikosis. Minimin beterem kol beforo yetzir nivra, a creature he was created. The subject is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In which initially my ego, of course, doesn't let me agree with him. But then I realized he was right. And ever since then, I'm trying to be makbid. The emes is, then when I go up sometimes to daven, shliach tzibur, sometimes you're so used to this errors, that you still say it. So what I did, I took my own siddur and marked it based on this contrast. Because when you sit down and study, it's one thing. But when you do that, when you daven, sometimes you concentrate on nusach and the nigan and this and this. You're right. Or you say baruch atah. It's baruch. Baruch atah Hashem. Yes, I know the rebbes are at fault, but at least we could take the lead and follow through and perhaps improve.
Can I take a question on that?
Please. I was waiting for that.
in public, and if you're adhering to a melody that's reflected by the Ha'amim, then there's no question that the Havara needs to be where it is. But in the same way that someone that says laboratory is just as correct, Mahavil, as someone who says laboratory, because there's different points of origin, perhaps then when one is engaging not in Kriyat HaTorah, but in tefillah, that if one is
tefillah,
purposely,
okay,
right. Then what's wrong with then Baruch? Let me expand on that, for example. Among Gantianers, it's common to say Burich, not only Baruch, but Burich.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that Burich is incorrect?
If you want me to be honest with you, candid with you, if I'll be honest, I think it's incorrect.
Even though that's the way they, but what if they don't
lay
that?
No, if they don't argue with you.
Not lay that.
I know that. But the Galatianer, when they lane, make terrible mistakes in laning. But you see, unfortunately, you see, I believe that many. Okay.
Who is a sefer, Minak Ashkenaz? I don't know if you saw this. He's talking about, especially on the Kriyat Shema, how to say the Hashem, Ado, the Yekas, the Yekas say the Elizabeth, the Dawud, and so on. It's a long discussion. And he said, for instance, and if he brings something from the Shoni or Nachoni, if you do not pronounce the name correctly with Ado, so you're not Yosef Kriyat Shema. So somebody asked him, what do you want to tell me that the Shfat Emes, says you want to tell me that he doesn't say Ado, so he is not Yosef. So first of all, he says, I don't believe that he doesn't say it like that. But if he doesn't say it, he says, well, but the evidence, maybe. So there is a big article about it, and then you will understand that tefillah sometimes is even worse than when it comes to...
The Yekin that says Meisha during the tefillah is also not pronouncing it correctly.
Let me try to respond. There is one, we have to differentiate between where you accentuate and the pronouncing differently the tnuot, the nikudot. For example, if, you know, when I came to the States from Eretz Yisrael, this is a long time ago, I give this as an example, but it points something. What time is it? I didn't know English. It's a quarter to 11. And then they say, no, it's wrong. So I say, well, it's a quarter to 11. You know, I didn't know. So was I wrong? They know what I mean. But the point is, when Kriyat HaTorah comes, we definitely have to be makbid milei l'ra. Right. And the interesting thing is the Chassidim, they do not. They are not makbid on this. And then, of course, you say to them, how can you do that? No, that's the way you learn.
Okay. I'm trying to put you on the spot.
That's all right. Please, I know. Okay. But they make the same mistakes. You know, let me suggest the following. Maybe a solution to this would be if he davens in his own milieu, in his own area, fine. They are comfortable with this. It's fine. If not, okay. If he comes in a place where they are makbid, in our shul, for example, the Baal Kriya, if he would not be makbid on mil'el mil'ra and shvonon and shvonach, by the way, this is a different domain that I wanted to talk about, it is. He would not lane. It so happens I daven with Rabbi Saxis Derov, and I'm a proud father-in-law, and he's makbid on these things. He's makbid. He says this is the only way to do it, and I'm sure Rav Soloveitchik would also have been makbid on this. Rav Chaim would have been makbid on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they would have been makbid on that. So if the Chassidim want to lane this way, I understand. If they in their milieu, fine. It so happens, and during the winter time, because of health reasons, I have to go to Florida, and I happen to lane the Chassidish Shtibel during Florida. They love my laning, and I lane like a litvak. With not only that, with the haftorah, initially they talked to it, it's impossible. No, they are mekabelit and they want it. At least I'm doing this, so hopefully they will change too. You know, I'm educating them a little bit, maybe. Yeah, I'm
sorry. Present this to you just as a point of discussion.
Okay.
Hazanim are in the habit from time to time of trying to recreate some recitative that was composed by an earlier Chazan and often recorded. And in recreating this piece, the Chazan sings it the way it was intended to be sung by the creator of this piece of art.
I understand. Right. Okay. So the question is, what do we do? There are several problems. Number one, there's no schois like that. One of the biggest problems I have, I happen to daven Kol Nidre generally. I used to daven Bal Musaf, but I can't do it anymore. even Kol Nidre, I'm probably going to stop because of health reasons. But the point is, in Kol Nidre is a terrible mistake. By Shvik and Shvisin, it is a mistake there. I have it in the Kuntres. So the point is, how do we overcome it? Let me give you another example. What? is Gadevis Kadesh Meir Abo Be'omod V'chiruzei. Now, the difficulty is when you come to Kaddish and Musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is Gadevis Kadesh Meir Abo Be'omod V'chiruzei Ve'amnich Malchusei. It's Ve'amnich Malchusei belongs next. Otherwise, there's no Vav. Ve'amnich Malchusei B'chayichon V'yamechon V'chayichon Beis Yisrael. And then we people argue, I speak to Rosh Hashivas and so on, they say, no, that's what we did, that's why. He defended. Baruch Hashem, I found it in the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, it says so. Stop there. So it's a problem. What is the Malchusei V'Rotzon Kiblu Aleihem, period? They say together, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Chon Yishiro, B'Simcha Rabba V'Amru Cholam. Of course, B'Simcha Rabba V'Amru Cholam, B'Chamoicha B'Yedim Hashem. The next one is also difficult, and I have many examples of this. I wanted to go over, I don't know how much time I have. Mich mich amucho ba'elim Hashem. What? Ba'elim Hashem? Mich amucho ba'elim. Who is this mighty? Who is like you among the mighty Hashem? It's not mich amucho ba'elim Hashem. What do we do with Shira Ma'alois? Rosenblatt. Shira Ma'aloi b'shuv Hashem et shivasi yinu kecholim. When you think about it, the regilut, the ergel, the constant repetition, we don't even question that. And the truth is, I had to fight with myself. I said, of course, you want to sing it. There are many, many problems such as these. Some of them, of course, one can argue. And as I mentioned before, there are some issues where, believe me, the Chazal say even there are psukim in the Torah. There are six places in the Torah where there we do not know how to place a certain word. There are such places. But most of it we do know. And I should say that there are some areas of Truap, and this is since you're in music, there are some areas of Truap which do not follow the Pshat. This is for another time. When I saw it the first time, I said, oy, oy, oy. And since then, more and more, it's unbelievable. First of all, when we lane, the tipcha is a shorter pause than the sphere. It should be longer, right? There are many problems like that, but okay, that's for another time.
What this tells me is that the music is not paskening necessarily on the phraseology. In other words, You could argue that it's not an issue to overturn everything that's been recorded and written, because the music is not necessarily positing the phrase. In other words, let me ask you,
if one can improve and incorporate the music, and yet, fine. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Teherem Kol Yetzir Nivra. It's not that hard. At other places, it's very, very hard. I know that. So maybe some adjustments have to be made.
I just was teaching in 7th and 8th grade, the first time in the history which I myself took me, Arushem Ol Ne'amo.
Right.
Except the whole
thing,
Hashem,
that's one of the examples. Right. Let me. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Right. What they're suggesting is that when the same letters reappear, one after another, the end of one word and the beginning of the next word, the chol levavcha, the lamed lamed have to be paused, right? All right, I'm willing to take questions.
Rabbi Weingart, I know that your words don't need reinforcement, but in the Mavol of the Siddur Otzer HaTefilos, on page 8, I don't know how long ago that Siddur was, at least between 50 and 100 years ago. He's very explicit. Hakriv nola fechosecha. If we don't observe the rules,
let me translate.
Hakriv nola fechosecha and mila'el. Then, if we would, for a boss of Adam, if we would speak to an official, wouldn't we prepare our
Hakriv nola fechosecha? Would you
speak, especially laHakadosh Baruch Hu? It behooves us to.
My suggestion is this: when I presented this this kuntres, my point was just to make people aware of a problem. And then I left it up to them. I said, there are some people who say, I cannot do it, I don't want to bother with it, fine. My job is just to make people aware of it. And beyond that, what people do with it, fine. There are some people who are mekabelet, there are some people who send me beautiful letters. And they say, thank you, Baruch Hashem. There was a mashgiach, a big yeshiva, who sent me a letter. He says, all my life, I made mistakes, and thank you, Baruch Hashem, for making me aware of it. And then there are some people who cannot, and that's fine. In our shul, they are makpid on the Akkadish already. Slowly, slowly, these are things which take a long time. Take a long, long time, because we are so accustomed and habituated into mistakes. The easiest way for me to check, by the way, for somebody to check, is translate whatever they say into an English, a common language, and say, translate it, and all of a sudden it becomes obvious that there is a problem. There is a problem. So I'm suggesting one of the ways to do it. I had a big discussion with Rabbi Adler. We live in the same, we live in the same shul, and there are some questions which are difficult. I mean, let me mention a few of them. Ono Hashem Hoshiyono. I put it in. Is it Ono Hashem Hoshiyono or is it Ono Hashem Hoshiyono? Now maybe both are right. Maybe, and that's a possibility. I think Ono Hashem Hoshiyono. By the way, the second no is Ono Hashem. Please Hashem Hoshiyono. Please help. Twice, please. No, the second time is now. Now, Rashi says in one place, Eino Elo Shebakasha. But so how do you do with Rashi? Eino Elo Shebakasha, in that place where Rashi is talking about. But in other places, maybe Al Tochlu Mimenu Na, which is law, right? So the word no has several meanings. But the point is that no, Ono Hashem Hoshiyono, that was one area. Yeah. Right, the next one, is it Mechayim Esim Ato Rav Lo Yishia, or Mechayim Esim? Ato Rav Lo Yishia. If you say, if it's Mechayim Esim Ato, you have to make it Mila'el. Mechayim Esim Ato Rav Lo Yishia. So, next one, this is what I had discussion with him. Oz Bekoil.
What are you saying?
Right. And the next one, Bekoil Rash Godel Adi V'Chazak, or is it Adi V'Chazak Mashmiim Koil? Right, well, one can argue both ways. One can debate that issue. I believe, you see, we do not find malachim being called adirim and chazakim, and it's yachid here, lashon yachid. We find koel chazak, lo yosef, right, by the koel shofar. So we do find chazak by a koel. My suggestion is, based on Birnbaum, also follows the same way, oz, the koel, rash, godel adi v'chazak. It's describing the rash. It's it describes the koel. Not Adi B'chozim Mashmiim Koil. My suggestion is this. The next one is Vidin Melech Mulul Batish Bochois. Is it Melech Mulul Batish Bochois? It's Melech Mulul Batish Bochot. That's more accurate. Melech Mulul, praise King, Batish Bochois, maybe. Sometimes I'm suggesting is it's a 51-49%.
Melech
Mulul Batish Bochot,
also Melech.
Right. But my point is, it's a participatory kind of thing. Right. It's all right, no problem. Let me see.
Going back
now, the next one, I just may make Lahagdish li yotzram benachat ruach, Lahagdish li yotzram benachat ruach, besofa vroo nimo, kdusha kalim kechot oini vayim ubrot. So now, the point is, Lahagdish li, venotnim reshut zel azel Lahagdish li yotzram. Do they give permission Lahagdish li yotzram benachat ruach only? Is that what they mean? Venotnim reshut zel azel Lahagdish li yotzram. That's what the malachim give reshut. And by the way, that's why Chazonim, or Bali Tvila, should be given reshus first, but before they go up and down. Everybody, you know, they say kol ha'machlo asher shamti Mitzrayim lo asim olecho. Somehow the omed was in Mitzrayim, so everybody likes the omed. It's the machla. Right, the birbirumam is also lagdish li yotzram. It should be benachat ruach besafa v'ruah v'nima kedusha kol ankecha adonim. Right, but it's benachat. There are some people say kedusha. Right, I know. Right, but at least this. One can argue both ways, but I think this is one of the areas where I picked, where I say maybe one can argue. No, it is sure. There are two. As a matter of fact, it's an accepted. Sure, I'm just giving. I wanted to pause, not the other issue. There were some people who felt, you know, one of the things that was lacking is an explanation. But then, of course, if I would have the explanation, you wouldn't have invited me here. So I decided, you know, it's much easier to do it this way. It is a difficult job because now, after I did it, I appreciate what those who are Magia Sidurim or whatever they do, prepare Sidurim or Art School, for example, which does a very fine job, even though there are some mistakes, but credit is due when it's due. They did a fantastic job. So it's a difficult process, a very difficult process. Now, let me mention a few more things which I think are valid. In Adon Olam, how much time do I have now to go through some examples? 10 minutes? Okay. Excuse me? My watch stopped. Okay. Excuse me. In Adon Olam. The next one, Leit nasa bechefzo kol. Same problem. Leit nasa bechefzo kol. Translate it and it doesn't make sense. It's easy. Leit nasa bechefzo kol. You know, the nigdal.
I just want to be still there. Lachbira ve'aira.
Okay, that's Melayim Elira. Okay, right. I concentrate, right. I concentrate on the psik, on the stopping, on the pauses. That's what it is. Nimtza ve'einet el metziuto. Right. It's nimtza ve'einet el metziuto. There are many issues like that, and this is something which are almost undebatable. This is common sense. If one takes an issue, I'm on page 6. Those who want to follow. Okay, there may be two nischois there. There may be two nischois.
The thing is about what you're saying is these songs were written in Spain, and they were written in a very, they didn't have melodies like ours. They had melodies which were actually types of melodies, the adobes and all those things. So they had the words properly at their time. When you try and put a modern melody on that, not a Spanish melody.
Okay, but my point is this. Whatever they use, and if one can improve, one should improve. That's all. I'm saying, if we aspire, whatever one does, but the Pirush is, I'm saying, the Pirush HaMilim is very primary. The Pirush, we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ask for whatever we are asking. Shouldn't our tefillot be proper? If we are just concerned, we are concerned being on the right key. We are concerned about the nusach. Chas v'shalom, if somebody will stray from the nusach or sing off key, there would be a problem. So why not make it an effort to make the proper pausing, the proper stopping?
Bimkomo
yifen berachamim v'yachon am amiyachadim shemo. Both. Probably both. Either way is fine. There is no clear cut. By the way, since you mentioned that, I'm going to remember, I don't know if I have time. In Modim, Erev Avoker Vatzahorayim goes on Modim, right. It goes earlier. It's not on the... It makes with us Nisim every time. But Erev, sometimes... I don't understand it, and I have no explanation. There are times where the words themselves create problems. For example, I struggle with this, and I'll share this with you. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Iyeh Beyom so-and-so, Haba Aleinu, Val Kol Yisrael Letova, Haba Aleinu, what is coming? Is it Rosh Chodesh coming? Letova, we want, excuse me. Ah, right, no, but maybe you're talking about Rosh, Chodesh Nisan, you're talking about the whole Chodesh Abalei Letova. What should come Letova? I assume the whole Chodesh.
Yeah.
Right, so it should really be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Abalei Letova, Yiyeh Beyom so and so.
There is a nusach like that.
Right, but we don't say it. So sometimes the words are very, very difficult, and the way the composition is of the words makes it very, very difficult. So at least to keep this in mind. Okay. Fair. Shker. One of the things I struggle with is, again, unfortunately, this is sometimes they are difficult in slichas. In slichas. The word is Vaikra B'Shem Hashem.
No.
The one thing.
Right. Is
I know. But this is nusach is based on the Yigimel Midas, which is right. So when we say Vayikra b'shem Hashem, okay, if you look at the translation, look at the Rashi. Rashi says, I think you'll find it interesting. Rashi says Vayikra b'shem Hashem ukra b'shma de Hashem. He called in the name of Hashem. So therefore, it should be. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. The way olden people, everybody says Vayikra b'shem Hashem, right? So it's Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Then there's the Mishneh Berurah that comes along and says, you know, we have to say, quotes the Avudaram, right? Avudaram, not Avudraham, right? The father of the Matbea. Darham is in the Matbea. He says, the Rashi Bura quotes him, he says, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. That's the trop. The problem is that Avodah Zarah is talking with somebody who is davening b'yichidus. So he has to follow the trop. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that. So that's a difficult. What do you do? If you follow Ukra b'shma de Hashem, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, that's b'shma de Hashem. The doubt represents b'shem Hashem. So that's difficult. There are sometimes very, very difficult situations. What do you do? Nevertheless, this is just to make you aware of it.
How do you say? How should we say?
I think Vayikra b'shem Hashem.
That's exactly my point.
If you follow the trope, because by Yechides, you're not allowed to say it Gimel Bidus by Yechides, that's one thing. But if you use the Rashi as the Pshat, Rashi says Ketargumo. Why does Rashi say Ketargumo? Because Rashi means it's a Pshat, Pshuto Shel Mikra. So by according to Rashi, Ukra Bishma De Hashem. That's exactly my point. If you want to follow the trope, fine. It so happens in my shul, I ask my son-in-law, says, just follow this, okay.
God who said the name, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu.
But look at the Targum. No. Kra b'shma de Hashem. Look, that's
the Targum. He asked him, Moshe Rabbeinu asked God, what should I do when I see you? So God taught him what to do. And by Kra b'shem was God who called him the name. What was the name? Hashem.
Okay.
It was God who called, not Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, but you see, but the Torah, Rashi learns, Vayikra, he called in the name of Hashem. Rashi doesn't learn like you.
I understand, but...
Okay. That's why Rashi learns Pshuto Shel Mikra.
I saw it. Michael Perlman brings it.
All right. It may.
Hashem told them how to call.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
No, it could be also. We could learn the same shot in the way we are describing it. Maybe later I'll show explain to you. Later
you know where Michael Perlman wrote all the thing about the Anah Mikra?
Yeah.
Michael Perlman wrote the whole thing, and he brings it up. Vayikra b'shem was God who called. But all of you know.
I know that. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it. But in this case, I'm just following Ketargumo. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's what I'm saying. There are sometimes, by the way, another problem, which is, you know, the Gemara says, "Kol pasuk lo paskin Moshe anan lo paskinen." So the problem is, when we start Yom HaShishi, or Yom HaShishi, right? It should start Vayar Elokim es kol asher asah. You say quietly. It's not. It doesn't start Yom HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim because of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Asa V'Hinei Tov Me'od Vayere Vayivoker Yom HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim V'Ot. And continues. People start Yom HaShishi, it's a problem. Even Vayere Vayivoker is the middle of a pasuk. Same problem comes with that's the Kiddush. The same problem that people usually say Zohar Zohar Shabbat the Kasher.
The people start to say Kiddush Arkane.
No, I think
what's with the pasuk? Second
part of the question. I thought people say from Zohar Zema Shabbat Zekachek. That's what I thought. But maybe, okay. If they are not, they said Al-Kain, it's a problem. What do we do when we go Hagbah? Because they said to Rashi, some Mishalef and Eben Yisrael, Al-Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. It's not just Pasuk. Al-Pi Hashem, that's why. Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisrael, Es Mishber Es Hashem Shemaru, Al-Pi Hashem, at least, Zohar Zema Shabbat Zekachek, Mishalef and Eben Yisrael, period. So that's another problem. I already mentioned two more things and I'll stop. Is that, okay?
Have to reprint
the scissors. Oh, whatever. All I'm suggesting is, if people are interested in this, to take the kuntres, you don't have to accept everything I say. But if you study it, and then if you have questions, call me. I'll be able to. I'll try to explain it to you. And then from that point on, you mark your siddur. And if you're comfortable with that, changing the nusach to that, fine. If not, whatever. When I called art school, which I've called many, many times, and some of the comments I hear, oh, we don't need it. Then I called a few of them and said, oh yeah, sounds like a good idea. And next, it's like slowly becomes they accept it. It takes a long time. This is easier. Somebody was davening immediately. Not Chas V'Shalom. If you mark a seder, as long as it's not torn, I think it could be used. Excuse me, one second. Let me. I want to give out this additional comments, and again, feel free to do with it what you want. It's up to you. I'll take one. If you take one and pass it along. This is additional places.
I was wondering if you had it inside there. You said, "I'll call the Rishi versus Yishbor and David Ben Ishaya." But it's not stuck there.
Okay. That's a very difficult one, right? It's sometimes difficult.
That's what I said.
Everything is possible.
I'll just take about 3 more minutes before I have, if you have any questions. Let me take 3 more questions. Rabbi, I'll just take a few minutes. Just I want to point out the typo, so at least you'll be aware that I'm aware of the mistakes. What happened was when you submit something and then you get back and with retyped, and there are mistakes. On page. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
What you have here for modim, aren't there two nuskois? Modim. Vagen yishenu atohu.
Ah. Okay. All right. The question is, do you say atohu or atohu ledovador? Art school suggests that you base it on Tehilim Daf Perik Samech Tes, and if you look there, it's atohu and ledovador nedelcho. Based on that pasuk. I think it should be atahu and pausing. The same issue, by the way, comes as Shoch and Admorim and Kodesh Moi. Is it Shoch and Admorim or Morim and Kodesh Moi?
Is that Morim and Kodesh Moi?
No, it doesn't say that.
No, but
it says Morim and Kodesh Eshkon. So according to this, it's Shoch and Admorim. Because Shoch and Morim and Kodesh Eshkon. So it goes together with Shoch and. So Shoch and Admorim is Shoch and Ad and Shoch and Morim. You could look in the Shire. That's the easiest thing.
So which is the correct way?
Shochin Ad Marom.
Shochin Ad Marom.
Yes, and the yeah. Kadosh Shemo. Right, yeah.
Shochin Ad Marom.
Yes, right. Based on the Pasuk. You see, whoever composed this prayer was basing it on Yeshaya. I don't remember which prayer. So usually you say Motzei Shabbos. Shochin Ad, it's like Marom, Marom the Kadosh. Shochin Ad. No. Shochein. He's Shochein Marom. He's Shochein Marom. Shochein goes on both. He's Shochein Ad, Shochein Marom. No, Shochein Ad and Shochein. Shochein Marom, he's Shochein Marom. Okay. This is lively session. Okay. Let me just finish the mistakes. The mistakes. Okay. On page 15. Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu bo letova. After Elokeinu, there is a pause because this is on page 15. The reason for it is otherwise it would be vo, and we don't say vo. You know, in the rules of Evi, if I say Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu bo letova. On page 29, it's a bad typo. Keten taopaz dmut. I have berosho. By the way, I sent to the OU when they published it a list of these mistakes. I do not know if they ever sent it out to people. They were supposed to retype it and just send out the page with corrections. I don't know if they did it. I assume they did not, so let me mention to you. Keten taopaz dmut, not berosho. It's written berosho, it's rosho. Next one, page 39. No, wait. Next one, page 39. Ra'ot sava nafshi. Ra'ot, there should be a comma. Ra'ot. Sava nafshi, and not ra'ot sava nafshi. On page 40, tzedaka kave mimcha ve'ochil. So it's written ve'ochil with a hey. It should be ve'ochil with an aleph. Okay, all right. On page 47, ashiveinu Hashem elecha kama ve'noshuva. Ashiveinu is misspelled. Hey shin beis yud nun vav. It should be hey shin yud beis nun vav. And on page 47. And then on page 47 also Tzul Tboch Hashurai Mehin Hashel, and it's written Ve Lehin Hashel instead Mehin Hashel. Said in page 47 Tzul Tboch Hashurai Mehin Hashel, from stumbling, support my steps from stumbling. It's written Lehin Hashel. Okay, let me conclude with at least a Dvar Torah, and then. Hello. You know, it's very interesting when you say the Kedusha, the Malachim say, Kvodo Malei Olam, Kvodo Malei Olam, okay? Kvodo Malei Olam. And immediately they say, Meshasav Shalim Zelazeh Ayei Mekom Kvodo. They just said Kvodo Male Olam. What happened? What happened? Perhaps you could suggest the following. They say, Kvodo Male Olam, yes, but look at Mekom HaMikdash. That little piece of real estate. Nothing by nothing. Around which the whole world revolves. This little real estate. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, the Mekom HaMikdash. And it's unbelievable. Ayei Mekom Kvodo. You say Kvodo Male Olam, but his Shechina is there, but it's destroyed. The answer is, Mimkomo Yifen Berachamim, there'll be a time yet when Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, B'mehra B'yameinu, and Yifen Berachamim La'amo, B'yachon Amei Yachad Yishimo, and B'ezrat Hashem, Yulev D'Gula Shleima. Yeah, but at least we have to give a pshat to that. I think perhaps this is the prayer, Mimkomo, just like Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, when he saw the Shu'ar coming out from the Mekom HaMikdash, he was laughing. Yeah, smiling. Yeah, yeah. Same idea. Sholim Olim, right? So he said, you know, just as this came through, Mamo Yifem Berachamim, it means that too. Otherwise, Kvodam al Olam, Ayem Kum Kvodo, what does it mean? This is a pshat. If you like it, use it. If you don't, it's fine too. It was nice talking to you. Thank you very much. Oh, wait, questions? Okay. One question, okay.
And you're supposed to pray, which means you have to lead your people after you to pray, to ask God or to praise God, to whatever. Yeah? It's not a concert, it's a synagogue, it's a prayer, right? Okay. You're transforming words. Someone that thinks of the words, he cannot make those mistakes. Okay? Right. If someone thinks of these words, he will not make these mistakes. If he thinks what he says, he will not make these mistakes. Okay? So I'm saying, like, people here, they talk about small examples, but I'm saying, think of the big thing, like, you wouldn't do these mistakes if you just think.
Okay.
Maskei. You know?
Good.
Maskei.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Henry Sapoznik is a major figure today in the field of Jewish music entertainment. His exhibit in Jewish music at the Jewish Museum, actually it was on Jewish radio entertainment, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yiddish radio.
Jewish radio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Was the major exhibit last year at the Jewish Museum. He's an expert in klezmer. He is he's written books on klezmer music. He is the executive director of Living Traditions and producer of the Yiddish Project for National Public Radio. And how did he come to Jewish music? His father was a chazan.
Oh.
Gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Henry Sapoznik.
Yiddish? No, Esperanto. No, I'm going to speak in English.
Oh, excuse me. I was over here.